This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show. And here's our host, Mark Richter.
Hi, Starcaders, and welcome. We're backstage warming up for today's action on Starcade, and our two players are getting ready to compete on some very exciting video games. Players, are you about ready?
Yeah.
Well, let's play Starcade.
Yeah.
We'd like to have you meet our two contestants on the program. We have Gary Breeds over on my right and Jude Huffner. Hello, Jude. And both of our players have been matched up based on their game playing ability. And let me tell you right now, between Jude and Gary, one of you will have a chance to win your very own video arcade game. And it's right behind us if you want to take a look. And it's the Tempest game. And one of you could win it. Right now, Gary, why don't you tell all of the Starcaders at home a little bit about yourself?
Well, from England, London, England. I'm about 14 years old. In England, I was a professional actor. I did The King and I with Yul Brynner on the professional stage. I was also Oliver, and I did that on the professional stage, too.
So show business is your life?
Just about, yeah.
What do you want to do, act or sing?
Well, I'd like to sing.
Hey, all right. Hey. Do we have talent on our program? Gary, we wish you luck on the show today, and of course we have an opponent, and let's meet your opponent right now, and this is Jude. Hi, Jude. Or is it Hey Jude?
It's Hey Jude.
Is it from the Beatles song by any way?
My name, yes. Yeah, that's where I got my name.
Your parents named you Hey Jude?
Jude, yeah.
Okay. And I understand that you are a president of your student body.
Yes, I am.
How many in your school?
Roughly about 500 or 600.
So you're the president of 500 or 600? How did you get elected?
Well, I put up posters in the school on the walls, and I went around with a speech. And then I was elected from all the fourth graders. Well, some of them.
Well, it's nice to have you on the program today, Jude. We wish you luck. And Gary, if you want to shake hands, please do. Take your places at the podiums, and let's get ready to play Starcade. And here's Kevin to tell us about the five games on today's program.
Game number one today on Starcade, Munchmobile, a zany auto gathering of goodies. Game number two, Puyan, a picky adventure of motherly love. Game number three, Millipede, and the bugs are back. Game four is Ms. Pac-Man, a petite munch around the maze. And our last game today on Starcade, Galaga, an encounter in space with aliens.
Those are the five games on today's Starcade, and let me tell you right now, Gary and Jude, attached to one of those games is a valuable prize. If you select that game, the prize is yours.
Today's mystery game is Munchmobile.
Hands on the buzzers. Here's your first question. In Moon Patrol, the player is A, holding off moon men attacking your rocket, or B, exploring the moon's surface in your moon buggy. Gary.
Biggs, exploring the moon in your moon buggy.
You've got it. That's correct.
All right.
Right now, Gary, you have the advantage by picking the very first game. Which will it be?
Millipede.
Millipede it is, and here's Kevin to tell us all about Millipede.
It's a mighty millipede flanked by a marauding band of oversized insect rogues, and it's advancing on you steadily. You must stop them with your bow and arrow as they move closer and closer through the mushroom forest. Score points with direct hits to the millipede or any of his insect buddies, or take out a group at a time with DDT bombs. Truth and goodness are on your side, and you will be victorious over the millipede.
Gary, you've selected Millipede as your first game. We wish you luck. 60 seconds on the time clock. Get as many points as you possibly can. Okay, into playing position, if you will. Ready? Begin.
Thank you.
1,090 points is your score. Come on down here, Jude, and let's see how you can do. It's going to be tough.
It's going to be real tough.
But we're going to give you 60 seconds on the clock also to get as many points as you possibly can. Good luck to you, Jude. Into playing position, if you will. 60 seconds. Ready, begin. Tell you, Jude, it was close, 9,362 points, but have no fear, we have lots more games to play on Starcade, and we'll be back with Gary and Jude and see who picks our next game right after these words. Today's grand prize on Starcade is the video arcade game Tempest. With pulsars, spikers, and fuse balls hurtling down dark corridors toward the blaster and destruction. An arcade game for the spacey player furnished by Atari. And now more Starcade with Mark Richards. Well, Gary and Jude, that's the grand prize. One of you will have a chance to go for it at the end of the program. And we wish both of you good luck. And speaking of luck, let's see who has the most amount of points at the end of one game of play. Gary, you have a grand total of 12,075 points. And I must apologize. I said you had 12,090, so we're going to have to deduct 15 points. But that's the official score right there, okay? And Jude, you have a total of 9,362. Gary, you're in the lead. You've got some catching up to do, Jude. You can do it right now with the next game. Remember, whoever has the most amount of points at the end of this game gets to play our first prize round. So if you're all set, good luck to both of you. Here's your next question. The centipede weaves its way to the player through a forest of mushrooms. Gary.
A forest of mushrooms.
That is right. Or the second answer was a maze of trees. You got it. Gary, we've got four games remaining on Starcade. Munchmobile, Puyan, Ms. Pac-Man, or Galaga. Which one will it be?
Puyan.
Puyan it is. Kevin, please tell us all about Puyan.
These little piggies cried wee, wee, wee all the way to the wolves' hideaway, and now the mama pig must save them from their hungry jaws, move her up and down in a cage while she throws meat to distract them for points, and darts to puncture their balloons for more points. It's time to pig out with Puyan.
We're going to play the Puyan game right now. This time, Gary, 50 seconds on our time clock. Get as many points as you possibly can. If you're all set, good luck. Into playing position. Ready, begin. That's not too bad. 3,400 points.
All right.
You happy?
Yeah.
Good. Come on. Let's go back there and come on, Jude. You got your fan club out there.
Yeah, well.
Well, we wish you luck. Again, 50 seconds on the time clock. The high score at the end of this game gets to play the first prize round. So if you feel okay, let's play the game. 50 seconds into playing position, please. Ready? Begin. Jude, 6,400 points. Let's go back to the podiums right now, and let's find out who gets to play our first prize round. How do you feel, Jude?
Pretty good.
How do you feel, Gary?
Shaky.
I have a feeling it's going to be a little bit close, and let's find out right now. At the end of two games, Gary, your total score is 15,475 points. Jude, your point total is 15,700. I said it was going to be close. Jude, come on down here. Let's play the first prize round. Very good. Jude, I'm going to show you the playing fields of four video games. You identify them correctly, and you'll win some great prizes. And here's Kevin to tell us what you just might win.
Jude, for three correct answers, it's the Cobra Phone cordless telephone, letting you receive and place calls anywhere inside or outside your home. Model CP99S features attractive styling and concealed antennas. Enjoy cordless phoning with a Cobra Phone. And for four correct answers, it's the Redline PL20 Carrera, the state-of-the-art in bicycle motocross. P for pro performance, L for lightning fast. The Redline PL Carrera, the best in bicycle motocross.
Thank you, Kevin. Those are the prizes you could win there, Jude. Ready to play?
Yeah.
Good luck to you. Turn around. Let's take a look at the very first game. And tell me, is this Caterpillar or Millipede?
Millipede.
Millipede is correct. Number two, is this Search and Find or Rescue?
Rescue.
Right you are. Number three, is this Tac Scan or Tactical Squad?
Tac Scan.
Yes. And number four, is this Pioneer Balloon or Flying High?
Flying High.
No, that's Pioneer Balloon, but you got three out of four, and you've won yourself a great prize. Very good. And I'll tell you right now, you stay with me because we're going to be back with more with Gary and Jude and more video arcade games right after these words. Welcome back to Starcade with Gary and Jude. And right now, let me tell both of you players that this is the big challenge coming up right now. Only 40 seconds on our time clock. One game to be played. The high score at the end of this game will play the super prize round. And one of you goes on for the grand prize, your very own video arcade game. And remember, there's three games to be played. And one of them still has the valuable prize attached to it. So if you're all set, here's your next question. In Berserk, you race your humanoid through the ever-changing mazes, avoiding and destroying A, enemy robots, or Gary.
Enemy robots.
Yes, or advancing space bats. You got it again.
Right.
Gary, I'll tell you, we have three games remaining. Munchmobile, Ms. Pac-Man, or Galaga. Which one will it be?
Ms. Pac-Man.
Ms. Pac-Man. You've got it, and let's find out right now from Kevin how Ms. Pac-Man is played. Kevin?
Ms. Pac-Man munches her way petitely through the dots while being chased by four monsters. Every dot she munches is another point on her score as she munches her way toward the Energizers. Gobbling one of these, she can then pursue the blue monsters for more points, but she's running again when the monsters change back to their original colors. She'll score extra points if she catches the fruits that appear briefly in the maze. You've chosen Ms. Pac-Man, a very petite lady.
Gary, this time 40 seconds on our time clock, and Jude's already played one prize round. Let's see if you can play this one, okay? You've got to get the high score. So if you're all set, good luck to you. Into playing position. 40 seconds on our clock. Ready, begin. Not bad. 2,470 points. You're not happy? Look good to me.
Good enough.
Well, let's go on back to your podium. Come on down, Jude. He's got 2,470 points in 40 seconds. Do you think you can beat that?
I hope so.
Well, you've been to the prize round once before. Let's see if you can do it again. Again, we're going to give you 40 seconds on our time clock. Turn into a playing position, if you will, please. Good luck to you, Jude. Ready, begin. Points. How do you feel?
Great.
Good score. Let's go back to the podiums right now. And between Gary and Jude, what we're going to do is find out which one of you two get to play our super prize round. So let's take a look at the scores. Gary, your total for this game is 2,470 points. Jude, your score, 5,250. Jude, come on down again. You've been here before. This is old hat to you. We're going to show you the playing fields of four video games. Identify them correctly, and you'll win these prizes. Kevin?
For three correct answers, the Sisey Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. Sisey's provides eight levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player, Sisey's. And for four correct answers, Jude, it's the Texas Instruments Home Computer and Monitor. For education, home finance, and entertainment, you're not just playing, you're learning with the home computer and monitor from Texas Instruments.
Well, again, good luck to you, Jude. Great prizes. Turn around, if you will, and let's take a look at the super prize round. Let's look at number one. Is this Puyan or Piggies?
Puyan.
Yes, Puyan is correct. Number two, is this Robot Attack or Robotron?
Robotron.
Right. Number three, Zigzag or Kix?
Kix.
Right. And number four, is this Donkey Kong Jr. or Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong Jr.
And you got them all! What a pro! All right. How do you feel?
Fantastic.
Well, we'll be back with Gary and Jude to find out who has the highest total of points and gets to go for the grand prize, the very own video arcade game, following these words. Well, it's been a close game between Gary and Jude. Let's see who has the highest total of points and gets to play for your very own video game, the Tempest game. Gary, at the end of three games of play, your grand total today is 17,945 points. Jude, your grand total of points is 21,012. You're the winner. Gary, thank you very much for being with us on the show.
Thank you.
Have some departing gifts for you, and we hope you had a good time with us.
It's been great.
Thank you very much. Jude? Decision time. There are two games remaining on the program. We have Munchmobile and Galaga. If you choose Munchmobile, you have 30 seconds to score more than 800 points. If you choose Galaga, you must score more than 3,550 points. Now, those are the average scores based on 20 people playing those same games for a 30-second time period. So which one will it be?
I think I'm going to take Munchmobile.
Munchmobile it is. Kevin, please tell us about Munchmobile.
You're cruising along the highway, grabbing up passing edibles like fruit and fish and an occasional dollar, and being a good guy at the same time by cleaning up the landscape, grabbing up trash and depositing it in nearby trash cans. Run fast and hard as you eat up fuel on your way home to the safety of your very own garage with a car full of goodies. It's Munchmobile.
Well, we're all with you right now, Jude. 30 seconds on our clock, beat 800 points, and the Tempest video game is all yours to take home. Good luck to you. All set?
Yes.
Okay. You've got your good luck charm up there on the machine with you. 30 seconds. Ready, begin.
Thank you.
Congratulations! You've won your very own video arcade game. You won some great prizes.
Yes, I have.
Come on up here, Gary, and your friends. Come on up here. You've done great. Gary, you did a great job, too. I want to thank everybody for being with us on the program. And you folks at home, we'll see you again next time on Starcade. This is Mark Richards. Thanks for being with us, and bye now.
Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking. This has been a JM production.